Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Raise them up.
That's
right. The nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. I like it. I'm gonna say this, just to echo, you might say, what Brother Dennis said. Brother, I don't expect you to be like Brother Hyatt. I'm not like Brother Hyatt. And you always follow God, and I'm with you. Just do what God says. Amen. Let me say this. I'm glad that we're in a place that we ain't on a program.
Amen.
He said that. I thought about that. I'd hate to think that I'd come in here tonight, and we'd come in here tonight and think we got everything all planned out to the exclusion of what God wants. That'd be pretty sad. That'd be pretty sad. I want what God wants. Amen. Always. You say every day, Brother Danny. All day long. It's what I want. Amen. And I think that's what we ought to strive for. Not just in a service, but at the house, in your everyday life, on the job, everywhere you go,
yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You're to be living to glorify God,
right,
and want what He wants.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And by His grace, be determined in your heart to do it.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Robert Parker, would you pray for us? I certainly need the help of God tonight, and we certainly need the help of God. I pray you hear from heaven and not hear from me. Brother Parker, if you would.
Yes, Father, we bow before you tonight, Lord. We come before you, Lord. Thanking you, God, for the good day you give us, Lord.
Yes.
But God, we come to you.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
We come to you naked, dear God. We need something from you tonight, Lord. I need to hear something from you, God. I know these people.
Lord, help, please.
From you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, you might help Brother Dan.
Lead our soul.
Lord, as he stands to preach, God, I pray, Lord, you might fill his mind and his heart with what we need to hear, dear God, and I pray, Lord, you might in turn fill our hearts, dear God. Give us something, dear God, that we can go on the rest of the week with, dear Lord. I need your help. I pray, God, you might touch us tonight, dear God. I pray you might make it real in our hearts, dear God. Help us not to leave here the same way we came,
yes,
dear God.
Lord, please grant that.
Our hearts, dear God, this day, dear Lord. Dear God, I pray, Lord, you might please help be with our pastor, dear God.
Yes, Lord, please.
Dear God,
Lord, help Brother Junior, help his people, Lord.
God, I pray, Lord,
God took
my sinners. And everything is said and done, both here and there, dear God.
Lord, please grant.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Matthew 28. I've just had this on my heart ever since Sunday. Told Brother Hyatt the other day, I'd probably preach this. And I told him it's sort of unusual for me anyway. I mean, I go to jail. I get the privilege to be able to try to stand and be a help to y'all here every now and then. Once in a while, I get to go somewhere and say a little something. But I told Brother Hyde, I said, I think about Brother Pace. I mean, he's on the go. He's preaching somewhere just about 5, 6, 7, sometimes 7 days a week. I know he preaches a lot of the same messages over and over and over, not to the same people, but it's sort of unusual that I'd usually preach something more than twice anyway. But God let me preach this a while back up in camp meeting up at Brother Gray's, and I really feel like that God wants me to try to preach it to us tonight. And we'll look at Matthew 28, and it says, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. I will try, if the Lord help me, to try to preach this thought to you tonight. Are you missing Jesus? Are you missing Jesus? Now, no doubt, as these two Marys here came to the sepulcher on this morning, the day after the Sabbath day, no doubt they had the things with them necessary to finish preparing the body for burial. They had those ointments and the things that they did to the body. And no doubt when they come that morning, they came looking for a corpse. They came looking for Jesus to still be laying in that tomb dead. I really believe that. I know the Lord told them that on the third day I'll rise again. But just like we know the disciples did, they doubted, they wondered. And I really believe with all my heart that as these women came to the tomb this morning on this resurrection day, that they were coming looking for the same Jesus that they had seen placed in that tomb 3 days before. Amen. But he's gone. He's gone. Not only did they not find Jesus that morning, they did not find the Jesus they were looking for. Now, I want you to think about that and keep that in your mind as I preach this thought. Are you missing Jesus? We get distracted with things all the time. And don't get me wrong, before I get into this, don't draw up, don't draw back on me now, don't turn your hearing aid off. I'm gonna say this just up front before I get into it, so don't get in your mind before I preach everything out and get you distracted. I'm not here to preach tonight against celebrating holidays or none of the rest of that stuff. It might sound like it at first, but I'm not. I think that's a good thing. There are some good things that can distract us from the better things. Amen. We all know that the devil wants to throw wicked things and the things of the world in our face and get us our eyes off of him and off of the world. But there are times, Brother Shank, when things that there's really no harm in are good things. But we'll get all bound up and all tied up in those things. And as a result of it, we miss the better things. Amen. Instead of going on with Jesus and being more spiritually minded, we get complacent and we get content to just sit in a place where we're at and say, I'm happy right where I am and I don't want to go no further. I don't want to go no deeper. Amen. Is that right? Amen. And you can get yourself distracted. And what you'll do if you're not careful, you'll cheat yourself out of the most richest and most precious things you can have in God.
Yeah.
Let's go back about 33 years. The night the Lord Jesus was born into this world.
Yeah.
And those shepherds were out in the field, Brother Tim. And they heard them angels singing and proclaiming. Amen, is that right? Thank God the Savior's came. Thank God the Lord Jesus has been born in this world.
Well, brother, that's a wonderful thing. And we celebrate that every year. Now, I sit here fussing and complaining about we don't celebrate on the day he's born and I'm going all that other stuff, but that don't matter. It's good to remember, even though he didn't command us to remember that, it's a good thing to remember his birth, because if he would have ever been born into this world, he'd have never died, he'd have never rose again, and we'd still be lost in our sin.
Amen.
It had to start somewhere. And that's a good thing, Brother Robert. But try to imagine that night. And there they were. And they came in there after the Lord had made his way into this world. And he was laying in that manger. Oh, and they came and they worshiped. They worshiped the dear Savior. And that's what we ought to do is worship. Yeah. Worship him.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God the Father sent the Son into this world. Amen. To start marching toward his mission, which was to do a completed work and fulfill the law and to die and shed his precious blood that our sins could be washed away and then to be buried and rise again 3 days later, as we just read. Amen. That we could rise and live forevermore.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And I in no way would belittle that. But Brother Aaron, let's say for a minute you go over there on one of them tours. You go over there today, and that guide will be leading you through Bethlehem. And rather you be right or rather be wrong, he could probably walk you to a spot and say, right there it was. Right there is where that manger was. Right here is where Mary lay and gave birth to the precious Son of God.
Yeah.
And you can look at that spot and you can read that scripture of what happened on that night. And you and your mind could go back and think on that and think of what a good blessing it is that the Savior came into this world. But you know what? You could stand there on that spot tonight and he'd not be there.
That's right.
He's not there.
That's right.
He's not there.
Right.
He was there.
Yeah.
Thank God he was there. It was a purpose in God he was there. But today, in this moment in time, he's not there.
Right.
Now, the average people all over this world, especially in this country, everybody loves Christmas.
Yes.
Everybody loves Christmas. Even people don't go to church love Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to throw the tree up. Everybody wants to sing the carols and Rudolph and all that stuff. Everybody wants to get married, happy, and enjoy the season. And that's all right. But if that's the only Jesus you know, you're missing Jesus. You're missing Jesus. Are you missing Jesus tonight? We can go forward 3 days before the text we just read. The Lord Jesus Christ has been arrested. He's been judged. And there had been no fault found in him. But that crowd still had hollered, crucify him. Away with him. We've had enough of him. Amen. Now, I showed you about the average crowd. I'd spend a lot of time on that. I mean, like I said, everybody loves Christmas. Everybody loves a little baby. Little baby. Let me go back for a minute. You know why everybody loves little baby Jesus? You know why? He's a child. He has no authority over them. You hear me?
Yeah.
I need to back up. Lord, just give us. He has no authority over them. We have this great argument, especially among Baptists. It grieves my heart, Brother Dennis. I mean, they arguing, they hooting, they hollering, they go on, they fuss, they fight over lordship salvation. Lordship salvation. Let me explain something to you. Salvation is something that happens in a moment in time.
That's right.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Boom! The Holy Ghost quickens you and makes you alive in the Spirit.
Yes.
And at that moment, you're saved.
That's right.
You are saved.
Right.
And as Jonah said, that's all in the Lord.
That's right.
You can't contribute anything to that. You didn't do anything because your regeneration.
Amen.
Follow me now.
Yeah.
But from that moment on, it has nothing to do with salvation anymore. You're already saved.
That's right. Amen.
It has to do with stewardship.
Yeah.
And He is Lord.
Right.
Absolutely.
And He does give the command.
That's right.
And we are to follow. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And if you've really been born again, I believe you want to.
You want to.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He don't drag nobody kicking and screaming, making them do right when He saves them. When you get born again, He'll change your very nature, and you'll love Him, and you'll love that book, and you'll want to do your dead level best to obey what that book says.
Amen.
And if you ain't got that, you've got a problem. You must be
Jesus.
But as we go forward, He's hanging on the cross. He's been judged. He's been nailed to the cross. There's the dear Son of God. He's hanging there, Brother Dennis. Beaten beyond recognition. Bleeding. Suffering. Oh my. And that crowd all around Him. Mocking. Laughing. Cursing. You say you save others, won't you save yourself? You're the King. Won't you call down the angels and destroy this crowd? You say you're God. Oh my, what the Lord went through and how He suffered.
Yeah.
And that's the very suffering we deserved.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now see, the religious crowd loves that Jesus on the cross. I remind you what I'd already said. I'm not belittling nothing about the cross. But I'm just saying, people will go so far, and if that's far enough, I'm not going the rest of the way. I'm not doing this to beat up on them. I'm just doing it because they're probably the best example I know. But see, them Catholic people love that Jesus on the cross.
Oh, yes, they do.
They got their little crucifix on their little necklace hanging on their chest with Him hanging there. They love a bleeding, suffering, mutilated, mocked Jesus. They love Him. They love Him. They love Him while He's still on that cross, Brother Ben.
Yeah.
In their mindset, that's where He's at. That's why every day in Mass all around this world in Roman Catholic outfits, they say that Mass, they're re-crucifying Him for sins over and 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 over again.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews tells us He died once for sins.
Amen.
Amen. But see, they don't like that Jesus. No, they don't like that Jesus that said it's
finished.
They don't like Him. They love that suffering Jesus. You know why? Because as long as that work ain't finished, Brother Joe, they can justify themselves and feeling like there's something they need to do to see it feel.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love Jesus. Look at Him hanging on that cross dying for me. Oh, yes, He. Oh, ain't that wonderful? And now I got to add me some good works to that, so I'm getting in. Oh, I got to get baptized. What the Church of Christ says, that right?
Yes.
They always want to add something to what Christ did. Yes. You can't add nothing to what Christ did, because when He hung on that cross, He said, it's finished.
Yes.
And there's nothing we can add to it to be saved. Nothing. As like I've already said, Does some good works come into it? Absolutely, after we're saved.
There you go.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with our salvation. That has everything to do with our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And our stewardship to Him. See, that's where people get confused. That's where people miss it. There's a dividing there. That salvation, like I said, only happens in the twinkling of an eye. That's a one-time thing, buddy. That's once in a lifetime. That's it, and it's over. You're saved.
Yeah.
Beyond that point, He is working on us, making us and shaping us like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can't understand, Brother Tim, that crowd says, well, I'm saved, but I can do whatever I good will please. I can do what I want to do. That don't sound a whole lot like Jesus, does it? Even He obeyed the Father.
Yeah.
And He was God the flesh.
Amen.
See, all that religious crowd, they love that Jesus on the cross. Just don't let it over there now. Don't let it, don't let him out of that manger.
Yeah.
I don't want him ruling over me. Don't let him off that cross. I want satisfaction in knowing I get to do something to get me in heaven.
Yes.
I want to say, them two crowds, they love that Jesus. But if that's the only Jesus you know, if that's where it stops, you're missing Jesus.
Amen.
You're missing Jesus. You'd be better off to not know anything about Him at all.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Scripture says it.
Yep.
Is that right, brother?
It is.
Let's go forward 3 days. We done read, and these ladies here, they come to the tomb. And there He is. They thought, He's gone. See that heathen crowd. They love that Jesus in the tomb. God dead.
Yeah.
Oh, they like Him.
Yeah.
They like that dead God.
Yes, they do.
Out of mind, out of sight.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to acknowledge Him. He's dead. He's dead. You know what? They'll claim He's dead. Well, Grandma's dead too, but they'll pay Him more attention. Fight more Him than little God.
If they would.
And God ain't even really dead. Is that right? Oh, they like that dead Jesus, Brother Jeff. Them heathens. Them heathens. Them so-called atheists. Does not even nature teach us that there's a God here?
Yes,
they're not atheists, they're liars.
Yeah.
They're just trying to talk themselves into the fact that there ain't no God. Why? Because they hate the idea that they're going to have to stand before Him one day and answer to the fact that they neglected Him and they hated Him and they rejected Him and they don't want nothing to do with Him. They want Him ruling over Him. But a day's coming, Brother Joe, that crowd is going to take their last breath. And they're going to walk off into eternity.
Amen.
And they're going to stand before Him on that throne on Judgment Day.
Amen.
And they're going to find out God ain't dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Dead men don't judge nobody.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, but the heathen, he loves that Jesus. He loves Him. Oh, well. I imagine the devil standing there, don't let him out there. I've got him, he's dead. Don't let him out there. But that earthquake came, that angel came down, and the stone was rolled away. And he's gone. Amen. If that's the only Jesus, I don't think nobody in here would fall in that category. But you got loved ones, you've got family, you've got friends you work with. If that's the only Jesus they know, they're missing Jesus.
That's right.
They're missing Jesus. Is that right? The brother sounds like I say, thank God He was born into this world.
Yeah.
Thank God He hung on that cross.
Yeah.
Thank God He went through everything He did.
Yeah.
I'm not belittling a bit of that.
Amen.
But see, it's the fact that He got up.
Yep.
It's the fact that he rose from the dead.
Amen.
It's the fact that he gained victory over death. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what sealed the deal. That's what guaranteed that we're going to live forever.
Amen. Yes. Trust.
Amen. That Bible tells me that when we're saved, we are rose, risen to newness of life.
Yes.
Life unto Him. Amen. You ever thought about this? It says life unto Him and His crucifixion. Well, he died on that cross.
Yes, sir.
He actually died.
Yes, sir.
We know he laid down his life willingly, but he actually really died.
Right.
There's a crowd out there. You don't understand what it is, that's fine, but it's called Gnostic doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that he was just a spirit the whole time. There was no body. And he didn't really die physically. And he didn't really rise from the dead. He was just setting an example. That's a lie!
That's right.
He actually died.
He did.
And if you know him, you actually died to save the day he saved you.
Amen.
Is that right, Brother Tom?
Yeah.
You died to save. You started that turning of repenting. Repenting in a lot of ways is simply nothing other but agreeing with God and taking action on it.
Yes, sir.
God says, wrong. You say, yes, sir. Yeah. And I'm going to fix it by your grace and help. Is that right? That's the Jesus that we need to embrace. That's the Jesus that we need to strive to get closer to.
Yeah.
The Jesus. Oh, I like this, Brother Dennis. I love this part. That Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, right now, making intercession for me and for you and for every child of God.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how many times a day the old devil wanders by and wants to accuse us.
Yeah.
It don't matter how many times the world grumbles and complains about us. It don't matter how many times, did this, Brother Joe, did we even doubt?
Yes.
It don't matter. We've got an advocate with the Father. Amen. And our strength is in Him.
Amen.
And our salvation is in His
yes,
work.
Right.
That's the Jesus you better know and embrace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Say, well, I messed up yesterday. He knows.
That's right.
He knows all about that.
Yes, sir. Sure does.
All you got to do, repent, say, Lord, forgive me, and He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Amen. That's right.
I promise.
Yes, sir.
He don't lie.
That's right.
But many people, sitting on church pews, sitting in their recliners on Sunday, maybe sitting on bar stools, are missing Jesus.
That's right.
They're missing Jesus. Oh, I could stand up here and I could call names. Oh, I sit at the house and watch on television. You're missing Jesus. Especially if you're listening to one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say amen, Brother Dennis.
Amen.
You know where I'm with you. I ain't gonna call his name.
Might as well. I will, Joe.
I can give you a list of them about that long. I ain't wasting time. You know who they are.
There's a bunch of them.
You know who they are. That crowd will stand over in the rain in Rome looking up in the winter waiting on an old man to pop his little wicked head out.
Right.
And wave at them. Mm-hmm. They're missing Jesus.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
They're missing Jesus. That crowd go around knocking on the door with a little suitcase wanting to save you a book.
Right.
Thinking they're going to work their way into being one of the 144,000.
Yeah.
Last time I read that, I'll tell you this, it's sort of funny. I used to work with a fella, and he was a Jehovah's Witness. And he told me one time, I said, my grandma was going to be 144,000. I said, she is.
said, yeah, we just, I used to work with him, work with you. Run the rubber mill. I can't find his name. Black fella. He said, my grandma's going to be 144,000. I said, she is. He said, yeah. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, you sure? Yeah. I said, wow. That's pretty good for you. He said, why that? I said, last time I read that passage over in Revelation, well, number one, it said they're all Jews.
Yeah.
It said that they're all men.
Yeah.
All virgins.
Yeah.
Yep. I told myself my grandma qualifies on the
end. Now that was back in my meat mouth days where I just talked to people like that.
Yeah,
he was missing Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Is that right, brother? Are we missing Jesus tonight? Or are we just creeping around the superficial surface and just getting a little here and a little there? You know, like that old commercial you said, a little dab will do you. Well, a little dab might do you if you're saved, but I'm going to tell you what, I want a big blob. I want a big plate full.
Amen.
You tell, I my philosophy ain't a little dab will do you on much anything. I want a lot of everything.
Yeah, amen.
And I want a lot of heat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to look beyond the kindergarten stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to have to go beyond the elementary school stuff. Most of us in here, if I asked you to stand up tonight and say, are you saved? You'd say, yeah. And I'd say, how long? Most of you'd be quite a good while. We ought to be past the sixth grade by now.
Yes, sir.
Are you missing Jesus? He's got so much more for us.
Yeah.
That's available that we can have it. Are we cheating ourselves out of the best God has for us? Because we're looking for the wrong Jesus?
Yeah.
Are we? Aaron, I'm not to know that crowd on TV. You know that. You know me good while. When you've talked about that crowd. I'm not for that. Name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it, whatever you want to call it. I'm against that mess. I grew up that mess. But I will tell you this, that this old boy does believe. Amen. I've got a good God.
Amen.
He wants to bless me.
Yes, he does.
And I want all he wants to throw on me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
As the old joke used to go, son, he'd bring a backhoe and dump it right here on the table. I want it all.
Yes,
the whole scoop. But sometimes there'll be a price you're going to have to pay for.
That's right.
That's right.
There's a lot of reasons people miss Jesus. And I'm going to close on this. A lot of reasons people miss Jesus. Some of it's just simply because of not convenient.
Oh, amen.
Right.
Brother Tim, I don't want to have to be persecuted. I mean, heaven help, I wouldn't want somebody in the family wouldn't want to sit beside me at the Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
They might not give me a present. I might not even get a card. I'll miss that card. But I'm not going to miss Jesus. There's different reasons people miss Jesus. Let me say this. Sinners miss Jesus because they're in love with theirself. You ever thought about that? I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and I don't want to be told I can't do it. I don't want to be restricted. I want to be the boss.
Yeah.
One of the greatest hindrances to people coming to Christ is they will not submit themselves to him.
Amen.
That's why that rich boy went away sorrowful, because he couldn't give up his fortune to follow Jesus. Is there anything in your life tonight, child of God, that's hindering you, that's causing you to miss Jesus? I'm talking about you might not be saved. I'm talking about cheating yourself out of better. God's got even better He wants for us. But if you're gonna have to give up something. I heard Brother Mibby say this one time. We ain't got one plate. And if it's full of junk, you're gonna have to rake the junk off in the trash and put something good on there. Something's gonna have to go if you want more Jesus to come in. Sinner, are you missing Jesus? You might say, well, that's the whole point. I don't want nothing to do with it. Don't worry. Where you going? You ain't going to have to worry about him no more. Because he ain't going to be there. He wasn't in that tomb. He ain't going to be in hell with him either. There's going to be no comfort. No grace. No mercy. Nothing but torment. And shame. And darkness. And gnashing of teeth. And you'll be sorry that you miss Jesus. You'll be sorry. You say, well, I got a while to go. You don't know that. We can go down there to the graveyard tonight. I guarantee you, I can show you a handful of tombstones. They're a whole lot younger than anybody in here.
Yes, sir.
You don't know that. The very fact that you reached a point at a child where you understood right from wrong and you became responsible for your sin to God, and He did not destroy you and put you in hell the first time you knowingly sinned, is a testimony to His mercy and His grace and His long suffering. You could be in hell right now and have been there for a long time. So what makes you think you're going to see more? You don't want to miss Jesus. Greatest day by far, the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life, by far nothing even compared, is the day I met Him.
Amen.
That Bible tells us salvation is knowing God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you missed Him? Well, yes, I'm done.